Hello to all you wonderful relatives in sunny California, from your relatives, in-laws and outlaws, from beautiful but cold Minnesota. It was 0 degrees today and we really had to walk fast to keep warm. We really enjoyed your tape and want to thank all of you. We'd really have a ball if both groups got together to sing. I thought it would be too much of a shock for Mom and Dad, so told them about the tape ahead of time. We played it right after dinner at church, so you sang in front of quite an audience. Tonight we're at Mama Pokalski's house, in other words, Betty's, and are going to retape what we did at church because I was the technician in charge of taping and did a little goofing up, so here's our program.
On Sunday, the following was read at Bert and Ollie's anniversary party. Today we are proud to honor Ollie and Bert Mim on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary. This is a wonderful landmark in their lives, and we hope they are as happy as their children are, that we can all be together today. Alfred Stephen Mim married Bertha Mary Thielen on the date of January 10, 1923, after 4 years of courtship. They were united in holy matrimony at St. John's Parish in Hector by Father Anthony Scholzen. Their anniversary is being celebrated early so that all their family could be here for the big occasion. The joys of their marriage have been many, and all their troubles were little ones. Their firstborn son, Raleigh, arrived on October 21, 1923. Raleigh, the father of five children, died December 13, 1965. His family lives in Saugus, California. Ed Mim, their second son, was born February 24, 1925. Ed, the father of a daughter, Cheryl, lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jerome was born September 24, 1926. Jerome works and lives in Minneapolis. Betty, their first daughter, was born March 15, 1928. Betty is a proud mother of 10 little Pokalskis and lives in Buffalo Lake. Betty and her husband Jim are largely responsible for putting together this celebration today. We thank them both very much. I came along next, and I'm not about to tell you what year I was born. I have one little wimp, son, and live in San Luis Obispo, California. Marianne, born on Valentine's Day, 1932, continued the run on baby girls. Marianne has two daughters and lives in Anaheim, California. Helen, lucky number 7 in the family, was born February 20th, 1935. She lives in Minneapolis with her husband and 3 children. Richard, born December 5th, 1936, is the youngest of the Mim boys. He lives in Minneapolis and has 2 sons and a daughter. This thrills you, I'll bet. Ruth Ann, our shrimp, was born February 26, 1942. She is married and lives in Cerritos, California. Baby Barbara, the last of the line, was born on July 30, 1944. Barbara lives in Single Bliss and works in Minneapolis. On behalf of the offspring just introduced, we thank you, Mom and Dad, for the happy life you gave us. The problems were many, but the joys certainly outnumbered them. Because this is such a big event a big event for our folks, we don't want to ask them to get up and speak. So they have asked me to thank you all for coming today and for all the friendship, kindness, and love you have given them through the years. And a very special thank you to Father Siebenand for the beautiful Mass and for his kindness to our family, especially to Mom and Dad. Next.
I'd like to make a correction. I'm not the mother of 10 little Pokalskis. They're not midgets.
Be quiet.
Turn it back to Doris and we'll start our musical selection.
Thank you. Yeah, then.
Out there, this is Bert, and I don't know if Ollie's going to talk or not, but I'd like to say something about our anniversary Sunday, which was a great day for us. It started with a mass at 10 o'clock. Father Stephen said he was so happy because the church was really full that day, and at the time of the sermon, he told us and the family that maybe they didn't know when they had planned the date that it was the Feast of the Holy Family. So he kind of said his sermon on that, and that he was saying the Mass for us, which we thought was really wonderful. So I guess we got through the Mass fine. We took the chalice and the wine up to the priest from the table, and then at communion time we received communion both in a form in bread and wine. And after Mass, he gave us a special blessing. And then, of course, we marched out of the church. I guess we did pretty well, maybe stumbled a little bit. Everybody expected that we would. But, yeah, we all wore long dresses. So Marianne made me a white dress, and I thought it was really nice. Trimmed in gold. Everybody told me I looked like an angel, of course. No, that's not so. I couldn't possibly look like an angel. Maybe an angel in disguise. Or what do you call it? It doesn't. No, but it was really nice. I was glad that everything went just fine. That we got through the Mass, and then we went. Did we get
pictures?
We had pictures before dinner. We went down and we had a nice meal down in the basement and with the whole family, like Jack and Dolores and Bob and Catherine and Marianne and Joel and Bill and Tootie and Mady and Walt. Eileen was there. Mm-hmm.
George.
And George, Brother George was there. And then Monsignor Ebel came too. He was there, came after the Mass, didn't he? Yeah, he had dinner with us, so we were at one table Father Stephen and Monsignor Edel and Dad and I and and some Marion and I can't remember who else was at the TV. Oh, George and well, anyway, they had a fill in the table. I just can't remember who was all at the head table. And then after the dinner, we had pictures taken. Was that before the program? We went up in the, had pictures taken up in the church and
by the altar.
First, we had just the two of us on one picture, and then the family, all the grandchildren on one picture. And seemed like it took forever to get those pictures taken. That's when we got kind of weak in the knees.
Little Southern comfort would have been handy there.
Or a little schnapps, anybody else? Oh, I guess I told you enough about... Oh, yeah, and then Father Stephen and towards the end of the program, Father Stephen told us that he had, or when Betty had asked him about the date, he said he got busy and wrote to the Pope and asked him if he could send us his blessing. So they brought out his picture, and he had sent his a picture of him and the Vatican and the different buildings of the around the picture, and also our name and with his papal blessing. So we're real thrilled and happy about that. That was about one of the nicest things I guess anybody could get. And I think.
And the open house, 3 hours
ago. Oh, yeah, and then the open house started at 2 o'clock. People...
The weather was bad.
The weather had turned cold. It was quite cold that day, but we hadn't had much snow yet, so there's people, just lots and lots of people came, and the girls put on their program, which was... Everybody enjoyed. I'm sure they enjoyed it because we did. And I think the girls had fun in doing it, and we sure enjoyed listening to them sing. And then
we played their records, their tapes. Oh yeah.
Oh, that we played you the tape that you made right after we ate dinner. I forgot that. And we thought that was just wonderful. We sure love to hear all your voices and hear everybody talk. And we thank Kimmy for her little song that about the reindeer. We all enjoyed that. So
tell Sharon you're thinking about getting your ears pierced.
Yeah, and I have been thinking about what Sharon said about getting my ears pierced. I know that when I've heard had lots of things that hurt worse than that. You tell her that after being married 50 years that I wouldn't be afraid to have my ears pierced.
Take the ring out of your nose.
Betty said I have to take the ring out of my nose and put it in my ears. Dad is looking kind of sheepish here.
Maybe he wants to say something.
I'll see what he has to say.
I remember the first time I kissed you, you moved your head, I missed your mouth, and kissed your nose, and the darn thing was leaking.
That's the first time I heard that. He's still sneaky as he always was. We're getting to the end.
Well, I'd say one more.
Okay.
When I was a boy, I was a bold one. I had a shirt made out of Dad's old one.
When I was a boy, I was a bold one. I had a shirt made out of Dad's old one.
He had to stick that piece one in his little fist. Oh, I guess he's reminiscing too far back.
Anybody else have anything? Well, everybody really should.
Should I tell him? Dottie? I always said he's been going out the meat market every day to see if they have any extra pigtails. He said, it's about time that he sends you a new one.
Daddy had something you wanted to say to Uncle John.
Yeah, he was gonna tell John something, but now he can't think what it was. That's old John or Big John or what do you call
it? Big Bad John.
I wouldn't. Oh, we sure liked to hear all your voices. It was just wonderful. And tell Lori we realize that she's getting older by just listening to her voice. She's not a little girl anymore. How old is she now? Must she be about 11? Is she? Oh, she's older than that. Three. Name all their names?
Kumbaya.
Our little group tonight consists of, our singing group, Bertha Mim, Ruthie Hannafield, Marianne Penn, Bud Ponkowski, Barbara Mim, Doris Gow, and Robbie Pekulski.
Doris and Robbie on guitar.
Robbie, Doris, and Barbara on guitar. And we all want to say hi. And
hi!
We all want to say a little thing, something to the California folks. And this is Doris. And I wanted to say before that during our program at church, Grandpa cried. And we didn't think it was that bad. We just really had a great time on Sunday, and we have had ever since we've been home. And it would have been just really great for all of you to have been home, but that's not possible, so this is the next best thing. And Barbara wants to say something.
Hi, I was just thinking this would probably be a lot better if we had had a nip of Mom's brandy, but she's been hiding it, and we can't touch a drop, and we're all stone cold sober. No matter what you might think. And Marianne?
Hi. I kind of miss the California sunshine, but we've had just a wonderful time here. It's 15 below tonight, and the girls and boys just came in with their rosy cheeks. But it's been just wonderful. Oh, and here's my buddy Bud.
Well, I recall someone saying it was about 28 degrees in California. Well, I'll take the 28 degrees to the 15 below.
Hi, this is Ruthie. I wish you all could have been here. It was a lot of fun, and we've had a ball being in Minnesota, even when ice skating, and didn't fall down once. And
tell him to come and see us.
You come and see us. We'll be back Saturday. Tonight I was petting the dog and he took off my thumb practically. But I'm still singing.
Doesn't take much to please a man.
Robbie's
next. Oh, here's a few words from Robbie.
I just want to say hi to everybody out there. We've been having a blast singing. We're having a lot of fun, but I'm getting kind of hoarse from singing, I guess.
Now, I think we need Grandpa to say some more things. He hasn't said hardly anything. Oh, can't you? Okay. He sends his love. He's been half in tears every time anyone mentions kids or California or anything. So, you know, he's been very grateful. He says to say hi to everybody. He loves you all. Mom has some more things she wants to say.
Hi, I just want to say hi to all the Mims and the Hamiltons when they're there or if they're there, to Sharon Mim and Sharon Hamilton and Jolene and Robert Dean and, yeah, let me see. There's another one. Lyle Mim and Lori. There's another Hamilton. Jolene and Sharon. And little Tommy, we all want to say hi to him. I bet he's a cute little rascal now, full of life. We'd all sure like to see him. Would be better if we could see you all instead of just making this tape to you. But since we can't see you, we do the best we can. Yeah, and I'd like to say hi to Janie and Yvonne and Steven also. I missed one of the Hamilton boys, but I just can't think of his name. Dean and Robert. What's the other one? Marianne can't even think of it.
A terrible thing.
I've got the pictures and everything. I can't think of it. Yeah, I think I missed Johnny. I'm getting old and forgetful. You'll have to forgive me. And a big hi to John and Catherine, too. We love them all. And I think that's about all for me for tonight. So, good night, everybody. Good luck. And write when you can. Goodbye now.
That's what you can write. You're all comfy, Mom.
Oh.
Oh.
Come here, Mama, will you?
Come here, Mama.
Oh, you got something on it.
Come here, Bert. I want to wind you up.
No, I can hold
this for you. Are you going to sing a whole song here?
Yeah. We girls have been reminiscing and want to sing the lullaby that Mom used to sing us to sleep with.
I'll sing you a song of a burglar bold who went to rob a house. He opened the window and then crept in as quiet as a mouse. He got a place to hide himself till all folks were asleep. And then said he, by Jiminy, I'll take a quiet peek. So under the bed the burglar crept, he crept close to the wall. If he had known it was the old maid's room, he wouldn't have had the call. He thought of all the money he'd get as under the bed he lay. At 9 o'clock he saw a sight that made his hair turn gray. At 9 o'clock the old maid came in, oh, I'm so tired, she said. She thought of them all who well that night, but forgot to look under the bed. She took out her teeth and a big blood by and her hair fell off her head. And the burglar, he had 90 pins and they watched from under the bed. From under the bed the burglar crept, he was a total wreck. He thought the old maid was asleep, but she grabbed him by. She didn't call or yell or scream, she was as cool as a clam. And then said she, the faint she praised, at last I got a man. From under her pillow a pistol she drew, and to the burglar she said, young man, if you don't marry me, I'll blow up the top of your head. She had him tightly by the neck, he didn't have time to scoot. He looked at the teeth in the big glass eye and said, madam, for Pete's sake, shoot.
Couple more songs for you. Robbie Pekulski at the organ, and Mom has decided suddenly that this is her favorite song, Release Me.
I have found
And Daddy just said that if Mom will only stay, this will be his favorite song from now on. I'll walk the line. Oh, I walk the line.
Wild giant part of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Robbie just really plays a little bit of everything. The time has come for us now to say aloha from sunny Buffalo Lake. With Mom in her grass skirt and us all with our ruby hips swaying in the breeze, we sing our farewell song to you. Out there. This is Eileen. We're me and Bill and Tim and Grandpa are at Uncle Ollie and Aunt Bert's seeing Doris off and the rest of the girls before they go back. We've been having a ball too. Talking about all that snow that we have back here, I just shoveled the driveway yesterday. This old mom, too, has to shovel because the boys have so many snow shoveling jobs. And they get paid for these other jobs. They don't get paid for the ones at home. So I have to do it. About this pigtail business, I think when Uncle Ollie and Dottie get together in heaven someday, they're still going to have this thing out. I think I'll turn this over here to George and let him say a few words.
What am I supposed to say?
Just say anything you want to. Just say
hi, everybody. This is George, Dad.
Sure. Dad, come on. Come on, just say hi to everybody out here. Yeah, okay. Tell me you're a little bit crippled up.
Hi, this is Wolfgang. How's everybody out there? We could be better, but I don't know.
He's just a little crippled up, that's all. He feels pretty sharp some days, too. Timmy, you want to see something? Sure. Say hi, Dottie and Clinton. You remember them. Don't you want to see anything? I guess nobody else wants to talk, so we're looking forward to seeing somebody next summer. I don't think it'll be this winter anymore. We're kept pretty busy.
Hi, Dottie. Well, I'm waiting for you to come up here some this summer. I'm going to Indian wrestle with you. Yeah, well, be good. We'll see ya.
Hi, this is Bert again. When I was talking last night, I kind of goofed a few times. I forgot to mention Jim and Lou. It wasn't intentional, and I'm sorry I didn't mention them. Maybe I forgot other people, but I don't want to forget anybody. I want to say hi to you all, and again want to say how much we enjoyed your recording. We heard it again today, and we think the singing and everything was just great. We finally decided who was doing the singing. We think it's Mark and Chuck and Jim, the men, and we really like their voices. So I guess that'll be all for today. Goodbye.
Say hi, this is Chuck.
No, I am Walter. Say hi, Dottie and Clinton, this is Chuck.
Why not? Tell them you missed your program at your business program at school. Did you have a mom?
I don't want her.
Why not?
Tell them where you are, what we're doing, what we just did.
Well, you haven't got it on yet.
Well, when you went to
California,
okay.
You gotta turn the button on. Though.
Oh.
No? Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody in California.
Tell me you are.
My name is Jerome, ma'am. Well.
A nice holiday.
I had a nice holiday.
Celebrating, I was kind of a party pooper, so I didn't go. And I was very sorry to have missed it.
This is Ed. And I was there for the big 50th anniversary, and I thought it was about the finest thing that I've ever been to in my life. And I think it was a real fine thing that the girls of the Mim family got together and did what they've done for the folks. I'm sure the folks will remember it for as long as they've got left. Here's one of my younger sisters.
This younger sister is Helen. And I'm sitting in between Ed and Bill, so I really haven't been able to say much tonight. So this is my real chance. We've really had a good time with the girls home from California and everyone getting together. And we've never laughed quite so much and stayed up so late. And they've taught us all their bad drinking habits. I'll turn it over to Bill.
This is younger Bill. I'm younger than my wife, Helen, and younger than Ed. And we were having a great fondue party over at Dick Mims, and the wine is very good, and I've had enough. And I'm turning this over to John Ryden, Ryder.
I enjoyed meeting Fufu, and I really like kind of meeting Lulu, because that's really the trick right there. This is Barb, man. She's better than anybody.
In comparison to what?
In comparison to you, Bill.
You should have a chance to look at them all.
I'll translate. Fufu's Ruthie and Lulu's Marianne. Now I'll give it to Fufu. Well, this is Fufu. And I think I've said all I wanted to say last night, so I'll hand it over to Pat.
Hi, everybody in California. Dick and I miss you all. We're coming out this summer, hopefully, if we can get together. And I'm too tired to talk. I'll give it to Dick.
He'll come in muffled through the mustache.
This is Richard here. Pat mentioned us coming out there. If you've got 110 somewhere that we can plug into, we'll come and see you. I'm a little tired. I don't really know what to say. I've been home cleaning house all day. My wife is now a student. She's going to beauty school to be a hairdresser, so I'm a babysitter and house cleaner and running kids to catechism and hockey practice. I don't know who all's going to listen to this thing. I don't know if I really know what to say. Can we get in any trouble by saying that? Can't tell any Pollock jokes because we don't. Ed's got a song to say. All right, Ed's got some more to say after I'm through. We're here at our house in New Brighton tonight. I think Bill said we had a fondue party here and having a good time before the girls catch the plane back to California. It sure been fun having them here. And like Ed said, the girls really did a lot of work to make the 50th wedding anniversary a big occasion. So we'll let Ed add what he has to add.
I just want to say a little bit to Catherine and her family that she gave me special instructions in a card to give an extra hug to the folks on their 50th for her, and I did just that. And I think, Mark, I'm pretty close to tears, so Catherine is still considered part of our family, and I hope to keep it that way for as long as we live.
I think you're in. Before you start, I think Benny did so doggone much work on it. What about everybody chipping together and sending her some flowers?
Here's to the two of you. See it in your future to join the family. Your future.
Because you couldn't join a better family.
I'll agree with that.
I agree.
That's my side.
Listen, I just want to say to everybody in California, this is Pat, and I really feel privileged to be part of the MIM family. The whole time we lived in California, everybody was really friendly, Catherine and Dottie and everybody, and I feel really lucky to be part of the family and have MIMs as my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and all the sisters and brothers as part of my family. And here's Ed. He's got a wonderful song to sing for you.
It's one I sing only when I've had too much to drink. And anybody that wants to join me and knows the words are welcome. Here we go. Please do to me what you did to Marie last Saturday night. Saturday night. First you caressed her, then you undressed her. Saturday night, Saturday night. It's the simplest thing, there isn't much to it. All you gotta do is doodly do it.